Welcome to Football Miracles, the third of them. Let's go through the premise. There was a quote on an Everton forum which read like this: they can have more enjoyable moments in a week of football than we've had in 30 years. A combination of us being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. These shows are a celebration of the football miracles under Jurgen Klopp. Football miracles aren't the same as big wins in big games. There've been, for instance, some of them. The 2019 European Cup final is one that wasn't miraculous. It was a grind and it was incredible. It was incredible for so many of us. Divock Origi may have been a one-man miracle that season, but that goal in that game was not miraculous. So it's the unlikely, or the thing that's difficult to see coming, or the thing that leads to pandemonium, or the thing that symbolises all of the miracles put together. We ended the last one of these talking about Van Dijk's debut winner against Everton. The game before that was Clavin's last second winner against Burnley. The game that actually followed those two, and I had to sort of double-check this that I hadn't missed one, is Manchester City at Anfield. There's a lot of Manchester City in this one, and perhaps that's the most miraculous thing, Rob. Everybody else looked at Manchester City, Pep Guardiola, all the money in the world, and they decided it wasn't for them. I think one of the things that defines all these miracles and knits them all together under Jurgen Klopp is that he was never, ever satisfied with the idea of saying, let City have it for a period of time. Liverpool absolutely go at City, and this home game, the first one we'll talk to, is the one that's possibly most symbolic of that.
This is the 4-3?
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing how long that'll live in the memory. And I'll never tire of being slightly irked that we let them have two late goals that they didn't deserve. But it doesn't change anything. You know what? You can call it a kind of an epoch-defining game for English football, really, that. Because they're on that run where I think if they've got, not 21 straight wins, but they've won 21 out of 23 and they're on.
They were unbelievable, yeah.
They were unbelievable. They won 19 on the bounce. I think they're about the same as we were the season before last. But, you know, you sort of felt like their momentum, that it could be 5 years of this. Do you know what I mean? Because, as you say, nobody was prepared to stand up to them. It was almost, you know, in the movie of this, no one was standing up to them. But then, you know, Ted Lasso came with his special approach. And he talked to those boys in a way they'd never heard anyone talk to them. And that happened. And it was a miracle that day.